Hey everyone, I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we are your co-hosts of Used and Abused. And we're coming to you before the episode here. This is episode 86, our top five
Christmas shows and
TV shows.
Christmas TV shows, and also some memories that we remember for some of the years on Christmas.
Right. And that's why it's called Top Five Christmas TV Shows and More.
Yes.
Anyways, this episode starts,
I was just going to say, what we tried to do with this episode is we tried to enter some sounds into it from a soundboard that we had set up on
the iPad.
And unfortunately, nothing came across on it. So you will hear a lot of dead air that is supposed to be those sounds.
So you might have a spot where all of a sudden I tell Kim to put on her headphones.
Yes.
So she can hear this sound bite I wanted her to hear, because I thought I was going to come across the audio. And then you hear her laughing her ass off. Well, it's because if you've ever seen Monty Python, The Life of Brian, it's the part where the guy talks about biggest dickest.
Yes, that part.
You tried so hard not to laugh right there.
Yes, I did.
Good job. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And then there's a part where, when we were talking about your health, I used the Chevy Chase Bitch Fest from Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
And again, you can't hear it. And of course, there's one part where I said my brain's like, well, we're waiting.
Yes.
From Caddyshack.
Yes.
So on and so forth. I know I used some Bill and Ted stuff in there. And unfortunately, it's all dead air.
Yes, it is.
However, that doesn't mean that the show is garbage, because we still think it was a good show. It's just a lot of dead air that we weren't expecting. I'm not going to cut it out, because I don't do that to you to audio like I used to. I try to keep the audio as fresh and as unedited as possible. Only parts that kind of get edited is where the main song comes into the show.
Yes.
And that's where it kind of gets edited just a little bit, cut and moved, and another piece gets knocked out that you don't get this. That's the countdown that we use on YouTube. And so other than that, you guys, most time you're not, and there might be a little bit on the end sometimes we cut out, but this episode is completely in its entirety. You'll even hear me say when I made another mistake, you'll find out about it later, but we come back and I say, well, I'm going to cut this part out, so the audio audience won't even know.
Yes.
That we're calling the sucker a part two.
Yes.
But it's in there. I left it in there, because guess what? I leave the mistakes in there.
Yes, you do.
So, with that being said, there will be a little bit of dead air. Not a lot, but enough to make you wonder what the heck was going on. But, you know, we will get it fixed. We will get it figured out. And when we do, we will have some great stuff to add into the show.
Yes, to make our shows have more depth to them and more depth and more funny sayings. Yeah.
Other than that, you know, go look for our website. That would be usedabusedpod.com. Also, if you go on Patreon, you can search out Used and Abused Pod under content creator. You'll find us if you want to join. There are 4 tiers to look at. And any and all monies that we make from that part will go back into the podcast.
Yeah, it will.
And other than that, we hope you enjoy this episode still. And like we told everyone over there on YouTube tonight, we hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And y'all stay safe. And until next week when we do our year review.
Yes.
Episode 87. Everyone have a great week. What's left of it. A great Christmas and a great weekend. And we'll come back to you next Friday. Well, not Friday. We don't know when we're going live yet.
We'll let you know.
We're thinking we might. I mean, I don't think I really want to do a live drunk session on New Year's Eve.
No, I agree with you.
You never know. We might. We may just say, hold it.
True.
And you know, screw this. We're going to talk while New Year's is going on.
Yeah.
While we're drinking.
Exactly.
That could be a shit show.
It could be. It
could be funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, until next time, guys. Enjoy this episode, and it's time for me to read an ad. We're live there. Start checking. I'm waiting for it to come up there.
Do I need my phone?
Huh?
Need my phone?
Probably.
Then I've got to have a...
All right, there we go. Just came up. YouTube.
Okay. Has it come up for Facebook yet?
I don't know. I haven't got nothing for Facebook yet.
All right. Well, let's see if it's come up for Facebook.
We're going to do something really weird tonight, Kel. We're doing really some weird stuff, so this will be fun. She's glad to hear. All right. Make sure you can't
hear this. Whoa.
Let me turn my sound down. I'm back.
All right. Whoa. Okay. Is that already doing the session?
I don't
know. Did
you
include it?
No.
There. All right.
I was just going to. Yes, so, I'm glad I'm feeling a lot better.
Hey, we've got Don in the house.
Great show tonight, guys. Just so you know.
A very good show, what I could catch of it.
Oh, yeah, you got to work.
Yeah.
So, but.
Whoops. That's close to my mic. All right. Throw my phone that way.
I ain't going to throw it.
Well, we're at home.
I understand that, but I'm still not going to throw it.
Okay. I can mute that mic. But I'm still learning what this is. Look at Big Lovin' in the house.
Okay, I don't know what I did.
You didn't do nothing. What'd you do?
I don't know.
Lord Almighty. Despite. Oh, yeah. There we are. All right. Cool.
All right, then I'll go this way. Are we still echoing?
Are we? No, because I muted that mic on here. What we can do. Oh, good Lord. I definitely picked the wrong week. Quit snipping glue.
Yes, I know.
All right. Anyways, so ready to get the show on the road?
I am.
All right. Well, I know there's like stuff we can do here. I forgot to do it, but anyways, where's that? There's like a 30-second. Oh my gosh, I lost it again. Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. And we are back. We're live. We're using the pews. Oh my gosh, I forgot my own damn name. I'm Scott.
I'm Kim.
You're going to let go, you know? Anyways, welcome to episode 86.
Yeah, 86 episodes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but the thing is come next April.
Yeah, I know.
2021 will be 3 years.
Yeah, it will.
I should be waiting 100 by now, but, you know.
Well, on
life happens.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we'll show some of that stuff here in a minute. Hold on. All right, so what we got going on tonight?
Well, we have... Well, it is the week of Christmas. Well, yeah, it is the week of Christmas. We did our Christmas movies last week.
Right.
So how about we do our Christmas shows this week?
Hey, Isaac. Welcome. So, but before we do that, what did we do Saturday?
What did we do Saturday?
Yeah, do you remember what we did? I know you. Okay.
Hey, I don't remember.
You don't remember? We watched from episode
two to six.
Or what the hell?
Of the Mandalorian.
Six episodes of Mandalorian.
Yes.
So we watch them all so I can be ready to go for Monday's show of ATSW Escape Pod.
Yes.
But you know what we forgot, just forgot to do?
What?
Something you usually remember to do at this point of the show.
Usually something I remember to do?
Yep. See, this shingles thing's messed her up.
I'm sorry.
How about we thank our Patreon members?
Oh, yes. Just a minute.
Give me just a minute. You don't remember who they are? I do.
I'm glad you do.
Well, there's Kel and Chris, Dragon Buddy and Luna Girl.
Okay. We'd like to thank our Patreons, which is Dragon Buddy and Luna Girl.
Don Della Snoot Solsky.
Don Della Snoot Solsky. And
hold on, I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
Brady, Grizzly Adams, Big Lovin'. Thank you guys for being a part of our Patreon, and we are going to get our everything together, and we're going to get this going. And worst part is this kind of just jump in the future real quick.
Okay.
January.
Not too far away.
We are going to be still on screen together, but we're going to be a side by side.
Yes, we are. You'll be in Nevada, and I'll be here in Arizona.
Because the fourth grandchild is going to be born.
Yep, your fourth grandchild.
Yeah, well, I blame my mother for that.
Okay.
I do blame my mother for that. She's the one that said, I'm going to die without any great-grandchildren.
And all of a sudden, she's got four. Sudden,
boom, here they all come.
Exactly.
Grr. Now, I love them. Can't wait. I can't wait for it. However, I want to do something tonight.
Okay.
Something we've never done.
Okay.
That's why we have an echo. That's why we have everything going crazy. I want to do something where we show off our tree.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I figure out how to do this. So we unmute that mic. All right. Nice job. Showing. Scoot over a little bit. Grab that. Unplug it. Okay, you're looking right at you.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Say hi to everybody.
Now we'll hello, everybody.
Now we'll get the echo back. All right. Oh, good Lord, I can't see myself in this. Anyways. Figure out how to run. I'm at it, but we'll do that.
All right,
there we go. All right, well, we'll just go this way with it. So this is our tree. And this ornament always has to go on there. Of course, American flag. This one here is for me and my late wife's daughter, Soraya. And then this one is for my late wife, which will be Kim's sister, which we will explain next year. I'm hoping I'm getting these in the shot. Am I, Kim?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, this year's is pretty much Kim's tree. Because we got Snow. Is that showing it?
Yes.
Snow White. Care Bear. Who the hell is that?
Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony.
Okay. But here, let's get some of my stuff in this now. Jeff Gordon, Santa Claus on a jet ski or a snowmobile. Last year's Christmas present.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Of course, Galen Hart Sr. And then, of course, there's more Kim stuff over here, too, like that one.
Yes, you could tell I'm a Disney fan.
Tigger. Okay, this one's really old, and this one actually goes with tonight, too. But I got this one in 1999 at Jack in the Box in Reno, Nevada. And then my sister got me this one. Is it showing it?
Yes, it's showing.
Okay. And then the last one I like to show off. Where is it? There it is. My sister got this one, too. Anyways, so I'm going to try something here. I want to try something here. It's something I've never always wondered because, as you guys all know, when we do these live shows, you know, we do them, ATSW, the Escape Pod does them, the all things Star Wars, including, who am I forgetting? Oh, us. Oh, Gen X Point of View.
Yeah.
Now, we all do these live streams. I've always wondered, so Kim, that's why I need you to get your phone up. This is like figure find us on here.
probably not showing up. You know, I'm subscribed to my own channel.
Okay.
You know, I've always wondered, like, the delay between when we speak to when it goes out to YouTube to when you guys, when it actually shows up on the screen for YouTube. So I'm going to turn YouTube on. I actually got YouTube already on my phone, on my RT, but we just don't have it on our channel because we weren't ready for that. You know how things work. Anyways, everybody having a great night. Are all of you guys out there that are north, way north of us, you guys freezing?
I know.
Oh, you guys are staying warm, drinking hot cocoa, or just drinking some alcohol to stay warm. That's the best way to do it.
Yes, and there's a lot of snow up there in some areas.
All right. TV is muted, so okay. Whoa. All right. So here we go. All right, Kim, when I tell you to, I'm going to turn around.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'm going to turn the phone to the TV, and I'm going to tell you, hit it, okay?
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. Now it's on the TV. Now. 9.25 seconds is delay.
Almost a 10-second delay.
All right. Now, Kim,
yes.
Reach over with the mouse. Click back on the up in the corner.
This dude right here.
Click on it in the corner.
This dude.
It'll bring this live.
Yes.
And I will exit out with my phone.
All righty.
Here I am. Everybody sees me.
With us?
I hope so. Well, they will be as soon as we go live. All right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering the same thing.
Oh, damn it. Okay, so you ever tried to do that? Do not end the broadcast. Don't end it from your phone.
Because it'll end the complete broadcast.
Complete broadcast. Son of a gun. Boy, I just learned something new there.
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, this would be part two, I guess.
Yeah, it will be part two.
Mix it all together anyways for the audio. They won't even know what the hell happened.
No, they won't.
Yes, it does, Don. Shit does happen. All right, I see it's popping up. All right, anyway, so, yeah, so there's a little delay. Hey, Big Lovin. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was always curious about that delay.
Yeah.
And I was really curious about it.
Now anyway, we know.
There's Kel. All righty. Looks like we lost Isaac. Darn it. Hope you'll jump back in on this one. That's why we heard it went live as quick as possible. Anyways, let's get into your week.
My week?
Your week. Yeah, because we were supposed to go do this episode last Friday.
Uh-huh. This
is supposed to be last Friday's episode. Thank you, Kel. Like Kel says, smash that like button.
Yes.
Anyways, when did this start? Over a week ago.
Yes, it started Sunday mid shift
of your work day.
Mm-hmm.
So you started out with just pretty much like your body was aching.
Yeah, my body,
and your whole side and around your back.
Yeah, my back was aching, my side was aching, and
I noticed. Then I started noticing there was a rash.
Yeah, and then Scott noticed there was a rash, so we just thought it might be a stress heat rash. We did what we could.
It was definitely stress something.
Yeah. We actually tried to do stuff for a stress heat rash type of thing, trying to see if we get the pain down. We did ice. I mean, everything that we could.
Warm showers.
Well,
actually, Kim's hot showers.
Yeah. And everything we could think of.
Sunday night, I was done.
Yeah. By Sunday night, not only was he done, but I was done with the pain. So Monday morning, I called out of work and immediately went to urgent care. That experience was not the best for me.
Hold on. What time did you go?
I arrived.
What time did you get there?
I had started signing in at 11:15 in the morning.
Okay. Then you were seen by the doctor. And then you were discharged by 1:21.
Yeah, I was discharged by 1:21.
Now, because there's going to be a lot of stuff here that goes on. So, at that process, you tell me you're done. But then we found out you're waiting on paperwork.
Yes.
So then I did that live Instagram thing.
Yes. Okay?
And at that point, before I did the live Instagram thing, there was this dude sitting over here in the corner, off to the side, outside, a little mask on and everything, you know, being good boy. Like, you know, he saw me with my mask on.
Yeah.
Except for this, he's doing coughing away. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, I'm happy you're outside, not inside. You're going to get somebody sick. All of a sudden, they come rolling out a table.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, this guy stands up and says, okay, all of you are here for your COVID-19 testing. I went,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be gone. You know, sorry. He gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy was coughing away and then gave COVID-19 testing.
Yeah.
Love it. So Kim then informs me, calls me. This is going to get hilarious here in a minute, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But Kim calls me and says, oh, I get, they want $188 right now.
Yeah.
And I blew a lid so much that one, I can't even remember what I said, but pretty much if I would have remembered this from this movie, I would have said this instead, but I'll just let it go.
Hi, Jason.
No shit, right, Don? Who carries $200 in their pocket? Exactly. And I blew a frigging gasket.
Oh, yes.
She had me, not on speaker, but she had me up to her ear, and then she pulled me down so she could talk to these people. While she's talking to people, I'm still going off.
Yes. Yes.
So finally, they let you out.
They did let me out, finally.
She got to leave. Okay. She was checked out by the doc, according to the paperwork. Oh, my hands got to come up a bit. According to paperwork, you were checked out at 121.
I was checked out at 121.
We left.
At
we got to our house at 2:47.
Yeah.
And it's only a 5-minute drive from our house, if that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was
there was a 4 or 5 hours waiting for your medications to get
done. Because the diagnosis was shingles. So then
I had done before with her sister.
Yeah.
And my late wife, who again, like I said, next year that will become an episode where we talk about her and it should be fun.
Yeah. So then the doctor submitted the medications to the wrong pharmacy. Oh, the pharmacy out in what we call the foothills.
Pretty much out where my parents and my sister live.
And we don't even have a car to drive that far.
It's actually 8 miles out of town.
Yeah. And still sending them to Pacific, which is the one we use. No, they send them clear out there. So then the medications get sent there. So I wait for about an hour, hoping that I would hear something from them. Nothing. So I call them. Well, they needed insurance information. You know, I understand that. So I gave them the insurance information. Then they told me, give us an hour, they'll be ready. Okay. So I gave them almost an hour and a half, called them back again. No, we're still waiting for one or two medications to process through your insurance. Give us another hour. Finally, about 5 hours later, I was able to get my medications.
The whole experience made me just really felt like so. That was our week.
Yes.
So that's why I missed the first episode of the Mandalorian episode of ATSW or All Things Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Which sucked because that was the reason why we got caught up on Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
So, real quick, I just want to hit a couple spots.
Okay.
Just a couple spots. I mean, everybody's already gone into it in depth. If they haven't, go check out All Things Star Wars or even the Gen X Point of View podcast. They're also on YouTube. Also check out ATSW Escape Pod. Everybody's done it. I just want to talk about a few things.
Okay.
First of all, let's talk about your tears running down my cheeks.
Yes, that's true.
Wait. You're going to admit that your tears are running down my cheeks.
I cried, and he also had tears too. They were not my tears.
I was gonna say, we had two, like, recliner. You have a rocking chair, I have a recliner.
Yes.
And
yeah, you cried too, and I cried.
I'll admit it, Brady. Okay, now you were confused about one thing.
Yes, I was.
You didn't put two and two together, and I wish I could remember that friggin' line that Oh my God, Cara Dune said when the one X-Wing showed up. Oh my God. I mean, as a wrestling fan, I popped on that.
Uh-huh. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the damn line. I mean, remember part? It's like, oh, what? One X-Wing? Great.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And I didn't catch on when that one X-Wing came in.
I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling it was Luke.
Well, I didn't catch on.
Yeah, it wasn't until kind of like what Don said earlier on the escape pod, you know, when he started fighting, it's like, okay, this looks way too familiar. And then, of course, you go to the final of the color spot. There's the green lightsaber, the black glove. You're like, oh, yeah, that's fucking Luke all the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what? I'm trying to think. I just blew a gasket. My brain is.
Okay.
Anyways, what was your thoughts of what we watched all of the whole season two Mandalorian?
I liked it. I really did. Not being one that watched the Clone Wars, I actually thought they did a really good job when they introduced Ahsoka Tana.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, now we know. Oh, I guess we've got to talk about the last part of it at the end after the credits.
Yeah, the Book of Boba Fett. And
like everybody else, it's a shorter title.
Yeah, it does.
Book of Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Book of Fett.
Yeah, I agree. It was amazing because, I mean, it all came right back to Tatooine.
Yeah, we went back to Tatooine and went back to Jabba's Palace.
Palace, yeah.
Well, used to Jabba's Palace.
It wasn't Jabba's Palace anymore.
All I know is I'd like to know how the heck.
His right-hand man survived.
I know, right? Well, I'd still like to know that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so honestly, I think the best part, I think the thing I liked the most, like out of the biggest pops I got out of the season was Slave One.
Oh yes,
seeing Slave One again.
Yes,
that was freaking cool.
That was awesome. Bubba
getting his freaking gear back.
Yep,
his,
you know, Mandalorian armor.
And damn, right, Jason. Everything leads back to Tatooine. But yeah, it was definitely like Kel said, mind blowing. Dawn, yes, Ahsoka is the shit. And I can't wait. I mean, we got this again. Like we talked about the last time we did a show, Ahsoka's her show's coming out. The Rangers of the New Republic.
Oh yeah.
And then now the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And plus we're going to have a continuation of Mandalorian 3, which will not be the Book of Boba Fett.
No, it won't.
I was kind of bummed that, you know, I mean, everybody was making sense, you know, like, well, it's chapters. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy they're separate shows.
Yeah, I am too.
Because it just gives us more stuff to watch.
Yeah. And to figure out who's going to end up with that dark saber.
Yeah, right. Right. So, shall we get into it?
Yes, let's.
Well, then. Just so you know, she's not heard most of these. I did most of this while she's working today. Got most of this stuff set up, so she doesn't. Hopefully, these are coming across. Yeah, I can hear them in the headphones over here, so hopefully they're coming across to you guys on the show. If not, then it really looks stupid. And it's going to sound stupid. Anyways, top 5 Christmas TV shows.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with my number 5.
Go ahead.
My number 5 started a week ago. I used to only have 4.
Uh-huh.
Even after I said we're going to do our top 5, I'm like, I don't know.
What the hell do? Yeah, I know.
Actually, I was just going to We will think. We will see, Jason. you know how they like to tease us and then go completely different. Anyways, my number five.
Okay.
We just watched it like a week ago.
Yes, we did.
Is a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
First time I ever saw it.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I mean,
it was.
You know, it's got a lot of it's got a good story to it.
It does.
What I pretty much took from it was, don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. I mean, you can take something that seems to be ugly and make it beautiful just by the way you decorate it.
Okay. Now, your number five.
My number five was actually that as well.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. Well, this is interesting. But just so you know, these are up in our head. We don't even have any written down.
No.
Now, I'm just going to pull this out because I know we're going to need this for next
Yes, week. We are.
Because, well, go ahead. What's your number four?
My number four is actually from the Christmas classics, Frosty the Snowman. Okay. Go ahead with your number four.
Well, wait, why you choose it?
Because I like it. It's one of the shortest ones there is of all the classics. And I kind of like Frosty the Snowman running through Main Street, across the cop that whistles. He mm-hmm. says, "Hello, I'm a snowman." "Oh, you're a live snowman." The cop lets him go, and then the cop swallows the whistle.
That's what she said.
So,
anyways, oh my gosh, this is children's TV shows. We're talking, gives a shit. We're all adults.
Yeah. So that's one of the best parts of the movie, is him skipping through town.
Okay. So I'm actually gonna. For me, Frosty's ranked a little higher.
Okay.
So my number four is, unfortunately, it's all going to be on this. Our top four of these is flat out Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I just love that story. It, you know, you get the abandonment of Kris Kringle.
Pretty much.
Or actually the baby Claus.
The baby Claus, yes.
Have a tag that said Claus on it.
Yes.
And, you know, it was just one, again, it was one of those shows. I know this shit came out like 60s or some shit like
yeah,
that.
It was.
But yeah. It was so played every year, especially in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s, we only had 3 friggin' TV channels.
Yes, we did.
Or four. Maybe. Four.
Four, yeah.
We had PBS, ABC, CBS, NBC.
Yeah, yes, four.
Sorry, there's over 400 channels nowadays, so.
Oh, I know.
You know, we've gone really big time.
Yes, we have.
Yes, Kel.
Baskin-Rankin, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, that's the ones. Yeah, that's the ones.
Oh, it says it somewhere on here.
Yeah, Baskin-Rankin. Yeah, they're the ones that did it.
Okay, see, I know what you're doing here, Kim. You're just doing those. Nothing.
I've watched him so many times, though.
All right. So number three, I'm going to give to Frosty.
Okay.
Again. They're just classics.
They are.
They're just that. I mean, there's, again, this is stuff we have to see.
Yeah.
I have to see, at least.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what we're going to do on the 24th. We're going to power out all these frigging. We're going to watch these completely.
Yes, we are.
And then we're going to watch a bunch of Christmas movies.
Yes, because, yes, especially one.
Oh, yeah? Which one's that?
Oh, I'm a White Christmas.
Nice, Isaac. Yeah, we'll definitely be watching White Christmas.
And then there's the other one that's
Snow.
The other one, if Hallmark still has it, that I want to watch is with Gary Sinise's Fallen Angel.
Okay.
Now, my number three. Okay, my number three is actually.
You need to look at it. It's already done that one.
Yeah. So I actually like number 3. Uh-huh. It is actually minus Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
Is my number 3. And the reason why is there's 2 reasons. One, yes, it tells the story of an abandoned baby Claus who ends up getting raised by elves.
Oh, I didn't want to get started on the miser.
Yeah. No, that's not the one. No. And the other reason is, don't go off on this, but it shows that through kindness, you can actually turn an evil, cold-hearted winter wizard.
Okay. Why would I go off on that?
No, I don't know.
Why the hell would I go off on that?
I don't know, because I thought you meant miser from here.
Yeah, the miser asshole in the friggin' village.
Yeah, yeah.
The one who canceled. No toys.
Yeah, no, not that one. I was talking the winter wizard here where it took just one toy and it changed his heart from completely frozen to completely nice. So, yeah, I don't like.
All right, we screw up somewhere.
No.
All right, 2.
2 for me. Let's see.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I see what number 4 is. Oh, well, shit. Oh, well.
Anyway.
The good thing is you really like a top. Number 1 will be my number 1 will be number 1. But anyways.
Okay.
2.
2. My number 2 is actually Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Well, it was a tie because I like Rudolph as number 1 for me as well. I just couldn't think of another one. But yes,
Rudolph. Okay, well, Rudolph's your number 2.
So, don't give me that look.
So, why?
Because I like it. I like my favorite song in that whole movie is Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Burl Ives.
Yes, and I like Burl Ives narrating it. So.
Great, now your head's gonna get bigger.
What?
All right, well, number 2 for me, I should put Frosty Returns higher than this, but it just goes along. It, like I said, these are nowhere really in orders, but Frosty Returns is a good one.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, just Frosty coming back and doing his thing and being Frosty.
I actually had a tie for number 1 on mine.
Okay.
One of them was, yes, Frosty Returns because of the way
you like Frosty. You like Frosty Returns that much as your number 1.
Yes, because I like I like the actual story, the base of the story. And
yeah, my problem is it's been years since I've seen.
Yeah, and also the other one was, it's not part of the classics, I'll tell you that much. It's just something that I had watched on TV and really, really liked. And it is a show. It is a show. And it's called Frosty's Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
So that's where he takes his wife.
Okay.
So it wasn't part of the classics, but that was the one I really liked.
All right. Well, then my number 1, obviously.
Yes, we know you're number 1. Go ahead.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. As you can tell, I have a freaking tree ornament for it.
Yes.
And I mean, what I like about most with Rudolph is a lot of it because I remember what it was like being picked on.
Yeah, you do.
You know, being an overweight kid or whatnot and I remember being picked on and stuff. And
yeah.
Towards the end, he kind of, you know, everything kind of comes around to where now he's the star. He's
yeah.
the one needed, you know. And then they go help all the misfit toys.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on the sidebar right there on the misfit toys. We did a thing 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, we should say this for later.
Well, you've already started. Right, well, you might as well continue.
Well, no, no, okay. Well, we're just going to mosey on into a few of our great little. Yes, that is a good song, too.
Why am I such a misfit? I'm not just a nitwit. Yep.
Oh, good one, Isaac.
Yeah.
I've only seen that a couple times. I've not seen that a lot.
I've seen it, and it's really good, too. I like Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
So, like we were sidebarring, we would go, we one year, all we, no, your whole family, side of the family, we're all living in Elko.
Uh-huh.
Or at least you got you, your parents, your brother, Mavelle, and then me and Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a place called Palisades.
Oh, which is just outside
of Highland, Nevada, which we went to this ranch. You go walk through this whole Christmas light thing.
Yes.
And at the end of it, you walk in, or at, before the end of it, you walk through the Misfit toys.
Yes, you do.
Where you can adopt a Misfit toy.
You can. And then
the proceeds went back to, for them to help.
Yep.
Or for them to make the light thing go the next year.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
And then at the end, then you go into the house, like a log cabin type style house where they have hot chocolate. And
that was nice.
Hot apple cider.
Uh-huh.
Homemade cookie. I mean, it was the bomb. The bomb,
yes. And the reason why I said to go ahead and state that is because it's a good segue into the next part of it.
That is cool.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I didn't even post that up last night.
What?
What Hannah sent me.
Okay.
On my phone when they were out Christmas light shopping. Or shopping. Christmas light. Looking at Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
They came by a house in Elko, Nevada that had the AT-AT. That had a red nose on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Whoops. I accidentally hit the excellent button.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was freaking cool looking.
Nice.
Just too bad they didn't do like a full Star Wars yard or something.
Oh, I know.
That'd been cool. Anyways, yes, we're going to go into, because Don Brady earlier did their top five memories.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't want to really do top five because I'm kind of like Brady. You know, even the one I chose for their show, I chose it because I felt like it was more for, I wanted to give away kind of my kids' stuff.
Most
of my stuff's going to be family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I just want to explore a few memories that you have, you know, growing up or, you know, just, or, you know, it could be doing things, you know, going out Christmas shopping or Christmas shopping.
We went Christmas shopping.
Going Christmas caroling, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you got? I mean, we don't, it's not gonna be no top number or whatever.
No, these are just memories that we remember. One of the memories I remember, besides the Palisades one, that was one of the best years that year, was we had a friend that was originally from New Zealand who let us borrow her van. And we all piled in the van and went over to Reno to do Christmas shopping. Now, that was fun because not only were we fighting snow, I believe it was on the way back and had to follow an 18 wheeler, but when we arrived over there, we actually got to go to the malls,
No. See, you're forgetting a lot of that story.
Okay, go ahead.
You're forgetting the part where we got to a certain point, like Fernley, and all of a sudden, or no, Wadsworth, and all of a sudden there's a big ass wreck on the freeway, and we had to go take the long route into the back of Sparks.
Yes, that's true. To get into Reno. That's true, we did.
Man, that made that trip so fucking much longer.
I know, but it was fun.
4 hours from Battle Mountain to Reno, and it took like 7.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but it was called the scenic route. But anyway, that
scenic route, my ass.
That was fun because we each just went on our own way, got what we needed for each other.
That is freaking cool, Isaac.
Nice.
I said my parents rented a limo 1 year, and we went on a Christmas light tour. That is cool.
That's awesome. We got Christmas gifts for each other because in our family, what we do is, I believe it'd be about around my birthday, which is a week before Christmas. 17th of December. We would always go ahead and draw names of our family members, and it was either out of a hat or mom did canning. She canned fruits and vegetables, so we'd use a mason jar. And each year we'd get one name, and that's who we'd shop for. Now the kicker was we had to keep it secret. And if we went Christmas shopping, we had to ditch them so they wouldn't know. But that was.
My sister got motion sickness, so we had to pull over and let her barf. Oh my gosh. That sucks.
Yeah. So that was another memory that I remember in going. Growing up. And did you want to do one of yours now?
Oh then? Yeah, I definitely want to do one of mine.
Go ahead and then I'll do one more and I'll do some more of mine.
I think you might have been part of this one.
Most likely because I've been a part of most of them with you.
Whoa, calm it. No, you haven't.
Well, since you became since
okay, well we're not going that route right now. Okay. Hey, you know what? Before we do, I want you to grab your little headphone there.
Why?
I want you to just grab your friggin' headphone.
Ouch.
Grab your headphones, because I'm going to hit this one button here. I just want to see your reaction. Hope y'all ready for this one. Oh, look at James Rochester. Jim, how you doing, buddy? Driving around a long way by Pyramid Lake. Definitely add some time. Thank you. Pyramid Lake, yes. All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, just so you know, Kim's not heard this one. She don't know what it's going to be. I had to. Lost it. Anyways, so mine revolves around high school, going down to Austin, Nevada, for a grand opening of a bank in the middle of winter, about Christmas time, because we went down there dressed up in all of our stupid looking band gear, because you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you probably never heard that one. I don't think you've ever seen American Pie. Anyways, it wasn't quite band camp. But yes, we went down, we opened up, and we played Christmas music for the grand opening of this bank in Austin, Nevada. Which, by the way, I don't know, what they got?
One school, the last I knew.
Probably a couple hundred people live there?
Yeah, even that.
And where they graduate? Two people a year?
Yeah, I think the most they've ever graduated is three.
So. But yeah, that is one. So because that was my senior year.
Yeah, that was your senior year. My freshman, yes.
So that'd been 90 going into 91.
Yes, it would have been 91 because my freshman year was 91.
Yeah, I know your freshman. Yeah, I know your freshman year was 91.
Yeah,
I was your damn senior.
Yes, I know you were.
So, matter of fact, you know what? I do have a penny.
Okay.
Jim Rochester, lots of this, he'll understand it. See, penny.
No. No.
Our floors are linoleum, just like the commons area.
No. Wow, no.
You don't want to push a penny?
No.
How about air raid?
No.
Everybody's like, what the hell? So, real quick, I'll sidebar into this while I did it. When we were seniors, our class of seniors, we were asked to calm down the initiation part of the school. We were still, when we were freshmen, holy shit, we got crap dumped on us. I mean, I had to strip naked out in the freaking yard and get hosed off.
Yeah. Remember
that part? That was just, anyways. So we would have our freshmen push pennies in the commons area.
Yes.
And then because they put the senior lockers, we had a two-story school.
Yes. So
they put senior lockers right above the freshman lockers.
Yes.
So all we had is one little hallway to come down.
Yeah.
And we were right there.
Yes.
One little staircase come down and there we were.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we hit that bottom, air raid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But anyways, another memory I have, and this one was a really good one. This happened a few, gosh, I wish Hannah was on here. She could tell me how long ago it was, but I don't remember when. I don't remember exactly when it happened. But she came up to spend Christmas with me and Cran.
Oh, okay.
It was her and her one boyfriend at the time. And they came up to spend Christmas with us, which was the first time that we really had Hannah up pretty much with us by herself.
Was I part of that year?
Hell, I don't remember.
Because I think I remember her.
and her boyfriend coming up.
You know, trying to get my brain to do stuff is like this.
Yeah, I think, because if you're talking about the one Christmas I think
you might have been there. I don't remember. But anyways, yeah, it was Hannah coming up to spend Christmas with us. And it was a great time.
It was.
I mean, yeah, she was an adult by then.
But it was still good.
No, it was still fun. And yeah. And then a few of the other ones were her very first Christmas, which we went to Reno to shop. And we stayed the night in Circus. And we, and this is when you guys were in the process of flying home from your trip to DC.
Yes. Yes. It was called Close Up.
Thank you. Close Up. I didn't go. So I wasn't part of that group. Anyways. And her first time on Santa's lap, she bawled her friggin' eyes out. She wasn't having none of that crap. It was like the first time I showed her Star Wars.
Oh no.
Right. New Hope starts, right? Spaceships flying, right? You know, see, we're going to be just right, you know, all his whining he does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now everybody's like shooting, also here comes Vader, right?
Uh-huh.
She saw one look of Vader. She ran out of the room bawling. I went, damn, too young.
Yep.
Anyways, what's your next? You got anything else?
Yes, I actually do.
I'm trying not to go all over.
I know you are.
I'm really trying.
I know. I understand. One of the other ones I have is.
Because we're not drinking. This would be bad.
I know it would be. Is one year, Dad went and purchased a Christmas tree tag. And I don't remember where we went. I know it was a canyon. I don't remember the name of the canyon. We were all bundled up. Yeah, I don't know if it was Lewis Canyon or if it was another one, but we went up and hiking up this one trail and saw this tree that, well, we thought that it wasn't that bushy. So everybody says, yes, this would be our tree. Get it home. It was bushy.
I did that a couple times. After I did it, the first time I did it with 4-H.
Uh-huh.
And we went up into the mountains and we cut down a bunch of trees, brought them back to sell. And of course, my parents bought a tree from 4-H that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, I always love it. A good Christmas memory for me is when my parents would sit there and go, so we decided this year we're going to put up the fake tree. Me and my sister were just like, oh, hell no. You know, no, we're not doing this.
Uh-huh.
You know, but yeah, I pretty much remember real trees growing up. I mean, tease us about putting the fake one up. I think the only time we put one time we put it up was when we went out of town. Okay. There's no reason to put up a real tree.
No, there isn't.
We weren't going to be there Christmas Day anyways.
No.
So we left, went out of town. I think we would go visit Grandma and Grandpa Roar, I think, this time.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, it had to be. I don't remember going to Oregon for Christmas.
Okay.
We lived up in Oregon during Christmas, but I don't remember going up there for Christmas.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I just went all over the place, and then I totally went. Huh. Anyways, oh, yeah, because I was talking about 4-H.
Yes, you were.
Another thing with 4-H was really cool was we went caroling.
Oh, nice.
And, well, you remember. I mean, I don't know if you remember. Kel was losing all these memories. I don't know if you guys ever got the Reno Gazette Journal on a Sunday.
We did.
Okay.
Once in a while.
It had, for the longest time in the 80s, they had the frigging Christmas caroling book.
Yes, they did.
Which, you know, it had all the piano parts, all the songs and whatnot. We just went around, you know, jump up on a wagon cover in hay,
uh-huh,
drove over frigging town. They drove over Battle Mountain. Uh-huh. And everybody in 4-H would sing Christmas, you know, we'd sing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Which then gets to my favorite Christmas carol song, but we won't go there. We already did that episode last year.
Yes, we did.
Up on the housetop.
What
else you got?
Okay, so one of the other, well, this is kind of.
Dude, Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I hope you're going to get to something I always loved about your guys' house.
Are you thinking, because I think okay, it's well, the next one. Anyway, one of them that I remember was, okay. So okay. Our house that we lived in, if you looked, it had a triangle shaped roof that had a little out on it.
Dude, they can't. Yeah. The camera's up here.
Yeah, it was triangle, and then it had like a little landing.
What the hell is that triangle?
This is a triangle, and it had a little landing on it. So every year, Dad would get up on the house and put the lights around that triangle. And one year, they got the bright idea to put the manger scene up there. Now, the manger scene was an outdoor manger scene, and we just had the three main elements. We had Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so they put nails into the roof, put Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus up there, and our town hosted a Christmas contest for our community Christmas party. We ended up winning that contest that year for the, I think it was the best decorated house or the unique decorated house or some in that category. But we ended up winning that year. Ooh. And we did that every year thereafter.
Okay. Christmas light memory. The one house we had to go by, or at least I know I had to, I guarantee you know where I'm going with this.
I think I do.
We had to go by Mr. Norris's house.
Oh, yes. Giant,
friggin' lit up snowman.
And it's saying too.
I didn't know that snowman was saying.
Yes. If you caught it at the right time of night, you could roll your windows down and it'd be singing Christmas carols.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Kim, roll the windows down because we didn't have the little push buttons back then.
No, we didn't. Ours was actually manual.
Friggin' what? Oh, you need air conditioning in the middle of summer? Okay. Roll both windows down. It reminds me, we had that stupid 8-track cassette adapter.
Yeah.
So you can play cassettes in it.
Oh, yeah.
8-track tape. Yeah, man. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, man. The best Christmas memory is always with family. Yeah. And the problem with this year is, I mean, I know we're going to go spend it with my mom and my dad and my sister, you know, but we live in the same town. We're pretty much around each other daily.
Yeah.
Is not being able to, you know, really spend it with a lot of family out mm-hmm. of town or whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think back to memories like this, you're like, wow, man, you know, mm-hmm. those are the days, you know, going to visit grandma and grandpa's and, you know, and of course,
yeah.
it's all memories now because most of these people are no longer here.
That's true. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Including one of my favorite uncles. It was so cool. He was not going to spend Christmas with us that year. So he came down. And he spent Labor Day with us. He ended up staying through Christmas and into the new year. And I don't think he left until the spring. And he participated in our family get together on Christmas Eve and told us some memories that he remembered from his childhood. And my dad also told the memories as well. And I tell you what. Of all the Christmases as a child that I remember, that was the best because I had my favorite uncle down there. One of my only uncles that actually wanted to be with the family. He really enjoyed being with the family. And then we'd always go up, you know, we'd always go to his house and spend 2 hours, 3 hours with him when we were in Utah, even around Christmas, when we went there just before Christmas, we'd always spend time with him. And I agree, family is important, really important. And as he said, and today, you know, today, you can't really, you're not able to be with family right now because you're not able to travel.
Well, you're able to travel, but. Really, when it comes down to it, you know, because pretty much since this has happened, since you come home to work, This is our protective bubble.
Yes, it is.
And we only go out once a week to go shopping.
We do.
With my mom, you know, and then they're pretty much in their protective bubble.
Yeah, they are.
So we literally are just protecting each other.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the best we can, you know, uh-huh. And, you know, we're going to go celebrate Christmas with them.
Yes, we are.
But, you know, I mean, if I could, you know, have my kids here, I mean, kids and grandbabies here, I'd be, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be happy for it. And, yeah. You know, maybe it's something that, you know, I mean, you know, me and Hannah have been talking, and it's something we're trying to put together soon, because, I mean, eventually, you know, the sucky part about being, well, me being 49 and you just turning 46 is the fact that our parents are getting up there.
Yeah, they are. You know, they are.
We're now in that, we're in their bracket. When
we were kids.
We were kids. We're now that, you know, closer to the age of our parents,
yeah.
You know, era, and or teenagers probably. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, you know, we're, you know, well, I mean, heck, my daughter, Hannah's going to be like, oh, shit. I say 2 years from next year, she'll be to 28.
Yeah.
She'll be 28 next year. God.
Yeah, she will.
Be 28 next year.
Yeah, she will.
What the hell happened?
She grew up.
Yeah, right. Seemed like right overnight.
Yes.
Anyways, what do you think about next week? All right, wait, I should say, you got anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Trying to think, do I have anything else? Do I really have anything else? Because, you know, I don't think I do. I really don't.
Okay.
You know, besides that, maybe, you know, we just need to go to DC and, you know, they, some things in DC just needed. So next week, I think we're all doing year reviews.
Yes, I think so, pretty much.
But I also want to look into, besides year review, I mean, we got into COVID a little bit tonight. You know, uh-huh. We've done it here and there. And unfortunately, we've allowed some of that to, you know, I mean, when this all started, I had this grandiose idea. Oh, my gosh, we're going to record every week. And I went straight down into deep depression. You went down pretty much in deep depression when all this COVID stuff started. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we're on the other side of it. We're
at Christmas. Are.
We're almost to 2021.
Yes.
All I know is I want to see the damn contract before 2021 gets here.
If you can find somebody that has that contract, you let me know because I want to see it too.
Exactly. So we're going to do year review next week.
Yes.
Now, question is.
Go ahead.
What day of the week we're doing it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Oh, see, Thursday's New Year's Eve. Friday's New Year's Day.
Well, I don't want to do New Year's Day. That's 2021. No. Year review show, I want to do it. So, I mean, I really don't want to do it. Yeah, right, bro?
Let's see. Today's Wednesday. I know next when.
Merry Christmas to you, James, and your family, and Happy New Year.
Well, I really don't want to do it on the 31st because, well, we can, because I can always ship her a happy birthday message on Facebook. If you want to do it on the 31st, we can. Renee's birthday is on the 31st.
Well, I understand that, but you really want to do it on the 31st?
Well, do you want to do on the 20th or the 30th? Yeah. Do you want to do it on the 29th then?
I don't think I could really, I don't know about you, but I don't really think I should do a podcast while drinking.
No, I don't think so. Do you want to do
it? I'm sure right now half like Kel and Dawn and Brady right now are going, do it! I'm sure Roscoe was still in here and be like, you will do it and you will do it now.
Do you want to do it on the 29th or 30th?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys know. We'll
Yeah, we'll post it. We'll let you
we'll
know.
We'll post it, but. Oh, he's going to the woods next weekend. Well, you know, you always check it out when you get back.
We are pros.
You know, sometimes I was just You know, there's one part in Star Wars that really just makes me laugh.
That's a good line.
Yeah, I know. There's, I've got all this whole new play toy there. Yeah, I mean, I was just, well, what we're doing the show. Just kind of give you an idea. So there's the whole soundboard. All I know is we're going one of these times, maybe we could do this when we do an episode with my daughter.
About a third of a fifth tonight.
Nice. Oh, I'd be in trouble if I did that live on the show, Don. Yeah, yeah, sorry, guys.
Okay, so you just want to just let them know then? Yeah, on, I mean, what day?
Yeah, well, we can go over. But anyways, real quick, you know, we don't forgot to do the beginning of the show.
What?
Besides the, well, we did our Patreons.
Yes, we did.
And again, we want to thank those Patreons.
Yes, we do.
Kelly and Chris.
Yes.
Or better known as Lunar Girl and Dragon Buddy. Don Della Snoot Sulky.
Mm-hmm.
Brady, I should have done it like this. Brady, Big Grizzly Adams Lovin'.
Yes. Thank you again.
Oh, God, I can imagine. Really, what we should do, we know what we all should do, right? Gen X point of view, the escape pod, and us, uh-huh. And the hell, even get Sweet on there. Is we all, I mean, the hardest part is like they're all in East Coast time, but it actually works out for us because it means we just get to go to bed earlier.
That's true,
right? Is what we all do, all just do is do one big power fucking podcast all together on the 31st. We're all friggin' drinking and see what the hell happens.
Okay.
But somebody better, hopefully somebody keeps the damn record.
Hopefully.
Oh, God. That'd be bad. That would be bad because I think we would end up with something like this. Anyways, guys, we want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Those of you that came over from ATSW, the Escape Pod, we appreciate it. We really do. If you haven't, and you're on our YouTube page, click that subscribe button, hit the little bell to be notified when we go live, and if and when we put up any other
videos.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Well, that's what my brain's doing. Anyways, we want to shoot out some extra love, though.
Okay.
Like I said, We did our Patreons again.
Okay.
But we gotta go to the boys, you know. We gotta go to all our friends and family, especially our family, our pod family.
Yes, our pod family.
Who includes the OGs that pretty much got every one of us, the rest of us started. And that is Dave and Jason, who host the All Things Star Wars on YouTube and all your podcast apps and directories. Also, they host the new one, From a Gen X Point of View, which pretty much is every Monday live on YouTube. Again, find both of those on YouTube and click that subscribe and hit the bell. Plus the guys that we follow tonight, ATSW, the Escape Pod, Don and Brady. They are just fucking fun.
They are.
And if you want to see it, if you can, if you're into supporting people besides hitting our Patreon, hit the Escape Pod's Patreon, because when you do that, you can easily be entered into the Escape Crate. And if anybody watched that one episode we did, and also you go to their page, you can see the last Escape Crate. And holy crap, it was like opening presents on Christmas morning, but it wasn't Christmas yet.
That's true.
Because you got your, speaking of which. Oh, is he asleep?
He is asleep. Grogu is asleep.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Merry Christmas to all you guys. And of course, there's Sweet's 50 million friggin' deals. Tactical Sweet, excellent. Big Sweet's excellent adventure. Sweet Studios, pre-Sweet, post-Sweet, Sweet all over this. I still gotta get Brady to do. To record me one.
That's yes.
Gonna be funny. Brady does it the best. Yeah. And then of course, Keith Lehman. Cannot forget Mr. Keith Lehman on Facebook under Layman's Terms.
That's right.
Everything magic and everything else that he wants to talk about.
Yes.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. You know what? If I, and because I didn't participate in the little fantasy football this year.
Kel's Grogu is asleep too.
Because I didn't participate in the fantasy football this year because I didn't know if I was going to have to be in Nevada by now or not. So I gave my spot up to Kel.
Uh-huh.
You know, which I'm happy I didn't participate in this fucked up season.
Yeah, well, that's an understatement.
The season's going bad enough for my pick'em league that we do.
Yeah.
Between you, me, and my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like 8 games behind you for the whole season.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, I've cut into that lead a little bit. I'm chiseling that lead away, but I don't think I'm going to get to it in time.
You may. You never know.
Yeah. If you put picking the winners and I would pick all the winners and you'd pick all losers, we'd be good.
Oh, yeah. You know how my picks go.
But for some reason, when I think the Raiders are going to win, they lose. When I think the Niners are going to win, they lose. When I think the Steelers are going to win, they lose.
That's true. They do.
And thank God we're done with college football.
Oh, no kidding.
We go make all these picks for college football, and then all of a sudden, oh, 3 games are no longer part of this week.
Yeah.
So then, you're welcome, Kel. I was getting hurt and sick, right? But anyways, I just want to say this. This year was lit up with, I mean, last year we didn't even hit half what was going on with the shit talk or the going back and forth, you know, between Kel and her and going against Sweet or going against Dawn. I mean, good Lord. I mean, I love these, but if I had to give, I hate to do this because I love, there's so many I love, but if I had to give the ultimate prize to somebody who hit week in and week out, I'm going to go with Keith. Because every week, I mean, it was like he was cutting one of those damn wrestling promos. What are you doing out there? We got alcohol?
No.
Damn it. Yeah, right. Oh, I agree. Well, hell, Don, to bring up college again, I didn't even know my Nevada team was playing in a bowl game. They played yesterday. Didn't even know it until the game was over. That was like, okay, they played in the Idaho, famous Idaho, the famous Idaho potato bowl in Boise.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Oh, I fuck it up all the time. I'm from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, guys. Yeah, Keith was definitely the man. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We want to thank everybody for tuning in each and every week who subscribe to the podcast, who, you know, regardless if it's on all the different podcast apps and directories. Also, go to our website, which you just type in usedabusedpod.com. It should pull it up. Send it to us.
Yeah.
If not, you can go to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter pages. Permits all those are under Use and Abuse Pod or Used Abuse Pod. And it will have a link to our website.
Yes, it will. Really
cool. And I want to give a big shout out to Podsite.
Podsite, yes.
.io is actually who we're hosting it.
Yeah, Podsite.
Thank you. And all we want to do now is we just want to wish everyone out there, for you and your family, have a Merry Christmas. I know we're going to be back next week, but I'm going to say, anyways, have a Happy New Year. And whatever you do, stay safe. And until next time, we love you all and have a great night. All right, Kim, I don't know about you, but I think it's time to get the hell out of here.
I agree. In closing, we would like to thank you all for downloading this episode. If you are a new listener and haven't subscribed, please click the subscribe button. If you subscribe, you will be notified when a new episode becomes available. Another way to help our podcast is by giving us a 5-star review. It will help new listeners find this show when they are looking for a new podcast to listen to. Also, you, our listeners, can share this show on your own social media accounts to help spread the word about this podcast. Thanks again to all our current and longtime listeners.
Used and Abused can be found on the following social media platforms.
Twitter at Used Abused Pod.
Facebook at Used Abused Pod.
Tumblr, Used Abused Pod.
Instagram, Used and Abused Pod. And it's spelled out A-N-D.
YouTube, Used and Abused Pod.
And our email address, usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. Again, that and is spelled out A-N-D.
As always, all social media links will be included in the description of each and every episode, so you can always click on those links as well.
We can be found on the following podcast apps and directories.
Anchor.
iTunes.
Apple Podcasts.
Google Play Music.
Google Podcasts.
Pocket Casts.
Overcast.
Breaker.
CastBox.
Radio Public.
Spotify.
TuneIn.
And Stitcher.
Please rate and review Use and Abuse a Music Podcast.
Until next episode,
have a great weekend
and a great work week.
Be kind to everyone
and keep the music playing.